how do you find the words to describe your experience?
I can't. That's been my problem. I've never had that experience in 23 years of working at Greece. I was a driver for 20 years and then an attendant. And I've never had that happen to me before, ever. And I know I should have written the boys up maybe a couple months ago. They started in with just stupid stuff about my hair being curly, you know, and anything they could think of, you know. But they didn't get as bad as they were on Monday.
A lot of people praise your ability to self-restrain, to not lash out at them. Did you make a conscious decision not to?
Yeah. I kept trying to pretend like they weren't there. And I would look out the bus window and, you know, look around, and they'll be getting off. So I'll just deal with it a little bit longer. And some of the stuff I did not hear, but I heard it when I watched the video. I mean, I couldn't believe they'd be so vicious. You know, I never did anything to them. I did not know that this boy had made this video. I go, what? I mean, I was really confused. It's almost like I'm numb, and I still can't believe that they would put it on YouTube and send it all over. That's what bothers me more than anything, you know? The outpouring of friendship and love, and it's just been great.
Has that helped to kind of buffer the blow, having so much support?
Yes, big time. Yes, it is. I would like to thank everyone individually, but I know I can't. I can't even hardly get through the emails. I think it's great that they would take time to write to me and let me know that. One of these days, this is going to hit me, bong. Like now, it's like I'm in a dream world or something. You know, it's very strange.
Have you had a chance to talk with any of them, or have they come forward to apologize in any way?
Not yet. Now, I heard that one of the boys sent me a letter of apology. That was it. I haven't gotten it yet.
I think a lot of the public outrage is a result of people being utterly shocked at the disrespect of these students, and they're young. You were moved to tears.
This is going on all the time. I mean, maybe not with monitors or drivers, but some of it. But it's the bullying of the younger kids. That's what bothers me, too. That really gets to me, because I've got 8 grandkids, and I don't want any of them to be bullied, you know?
In terms of the parents, have you heard any comments from them? Have they tried to reach out to you?
No.
What about consequence? What do you feel, if any, a punishment should be for the students that participated?
Well, I think one good one would be if they like sports, they're not allowed to participate in sports. Maybe not even ride the bus again. Those are the only two things I could think of. I mean, they can't get time out. They're too big for that.
It's amazing that you can still find ways to laugh about this.
When my husband passed away, it's just the way we always handled a crisis, with humor, or what we thought was funny.
Now, people are trying to lift your spirits and send you on a nice vacation. Talk a little bit about the financial support that you've gotten and these talks of a vacation of a lifetime.
I know. And what do they say? I want to go on a cruise. I've never been on a cruise. I should say Hawaii, because I enjoyed Hawaii.
What was the process? They've raised funds in hopes of sending you on your dream vacation?
Yeah. I'm trying to think how much it is now.
I know it's well over $100,000.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Do you have any messages for any teens that might have seen this video?
Basically, they should know how they can hurt a person mentally. Physical pain is nothing. The mental pain of what they do to you. But I think they should shape up and respect your elders.